This section, Chelek Sheni, deals with mitzvos. And so here we are, entering into the world of commandments. The word mitzvos means commandments, right? So this is amazing. I'm so excited about this because if someone were to take a survey and ask you to describe or approach the concept of mitzvos to somebody who's uninitiated about Yadus, about Judaism and the Ribbono Shel Olam, how would you begin? Where would you start? So Rav Volbe starts with two ideas. Rav Volbe does not need my approbation, but this is brilliant. It's brilliant. And I don't know if, especially for you guys as teenagers, did anyone ever articulate our relationship with mitzvos in this nuanced way? Because he introduces us, he says there are two concepts related to mitzvos that are complementary, but also complicated in their relationship. How does he start the Hakdama about mitzvos? He talks about two principles. One is called mesikus, sweetness, and the other is called hergel. Hergel means habituation. So there are two aspects, Rav Volbe says, that we need to think about in the world of mitzvos. We daven every day when we talk about learning, when we prepare for Birchas HaTorah. We say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we ask you, Harev na Hashem Elokeinu. Let's make our learning sweet. Arev means tasty, delicious. And then we say, Yiratzom ufanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu shetargileinu besorasecha. That we should become habituated. And this is something that we need to navigate. Let's say somebody becomes inspired. Let's say somebody becomes a Baal Tshuva when they're an adult. They go to a seminar, they go to college, they have some kind of experience, and they're 20 years old, and they become a Baal Tshuva. They're interested, a colloquial Baal Tshuva. Obviously, we're all trying to be Baal Tshuva. But like a colloquial Baal Tshuva, they used to be secular, and now they're observant. He says, what happens? He says, the person is very excited about mitzvos. They're very enthralled. It's very sweet, but they don't have hergel. They don't have habituation. They don't have any practice. They don't know what to do. So it's not easy to navigate if you don't know what to do and you've never done it before. But Rav Volbe says, what's the opposite? The opposite challenge is that somebody has hergel. They grew up in a house where they did all the practices. But hergel, especially over a long period of time, without any affect, without any feeling or any connection, if you don't have vaharev, what can it become? Onerous, burdensome, annoying. So sometimes you have people who have Judaism from their youth. So they have hergel, but they don't have vaharev. They don't think that it's delicious. My rabbi, before I moved to Chicago, and he still is my rabbi in many ways, was Rabbi Benjamin Yudin. Rabbi Yudin was a rabbi for more than 50 years in Fairlawn, New Jersey, which is where we lived before we moved to Chicago. And he used to say, I have a delicious idea for you, a delicious piece of Torah. He exuded ha'arev, enjoyment, that it was pleasant and delicious. And he had hergel. He knew all the halachos, and he observed all the details. And so for him, Judaism was an ideal. If you woke him up at 3 a.m, he was so excited and he knew what to do. But for a lot of us, this is a challenge. for a lot of people, if you don't have the vaharev, Rav Volbe says, if you don't have the sweetness, you end up with what the Navi calls mitzvos anashim milumada, mitzvos of people who just are acculturated, herkel, habit. You ever see this? It's with people sometimes around us, and sometimes with ourselves. In different times in our lives, we feel that we have just, we're going through the motions. Sometimes you see people, they live in an Orthodox community, they come to an Orthodox synagogue. Do you ask them, why do you come to the synagogue? Why do you daven? Who is the Ribono Shel Olam? What's the point of it? Do you enjoy it? Do you like being here? They can't answer any of those questions. Why do they do it? Because socially, that's what they do. They live in an Orthodox neighborhood, and they want to have friends, and it's a good social outlet. So they go to shul on Shabbos morning. But when they're in shul, do they feel like, as Rabbi Yudin would say, is this delicious? Maybe not. And we've talked about this idea in the past, that sometimes what we need to do is we need to incentivize people. So we give them a spoonful of sugar, but that's like artificial. It's not delicious in and of itself. And that's part of the challenge for, especially for adolescents, where you've done chakras how many times? Thousands of times, probably. How old are you today?
17.
So you've been davening chakras at least for 8 years, right? Probably more. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times of chakras. So we have the hergel. You know when to bow. They have a little sign that tells you what to do for tachanun, right? The stuff to do, we don't lack. But a lot of times, it's the sweetness that we lose with hergel, right? Because these two concepts are actually at odds. Because the more you become accustomed to something, the less sweet it is, right? Let's say you like going to amusement parks. I love a good bench at an amusement park. You get me a nice, comfortable bench, that's the only place I want to be. Some people, they like being strapped into some crazy contraption that looks like it's from the Jetsons, and they put you in there, and they shake you up like a milkshake, and they put you upside down. You know people like this? You've ever seen this? People pay money for this. It's a crazy thing. You know what I'm talking about? And they're screaming. And you ask them how afterwards, how was it? Their mom is screaming. They're like, it was amazing. You're like, why was that amazing? They shot you through a cannon at 65 miles an hour on a track going like this, upside down. But I venture to guess even some people in this room like that, right? Some people, maybe. You like it? You do. It's a crazy thing. So let's say somebody said to you, what's the best roller coaster at Great America at Six Flags? What's the best roller coaster?
It's got to be X-Flight.
X-Flight. That's what it's called. X-Flight. X-Flight. That's what it's called. Somebody, let's say you like this kind of thing. For me, this would be like Gehenna. Imagine they trap me on this thing. I'd be like, get me off. Some people like this. So they put you on the X-Flight, and you have a great time. Then you're going to go again and again. And sometimes that's good, especially if the park is empty. You can go 3, 4, 5 times. What if you said, you know, I love this so much, I'm ready to sign up whenever you want. They said, great, you're going to do it every day for 5 years. How fun do you think that would be after about 6 months? Not so much fun. Because the way the Ribono Shel Olam made us is that anytime we habituate to something, it's not so exciting anymore. So even the best roller coaster that you love, after doing it 30 times, 50 times, 100 times, it's not so exciting. So Kal v'chomer, let's say you put on tefillin every day. So you put on tefillin, you're 16 years old, you put it on 3 years already, put on tefillin 1,000 times. It's not so exciting. The Vaharev is the opposite also. The first day that you get your sitter, the little kids, they come in, the little kinderlach, you know, they get the sitter, the principal taps them on the head. It's so exciting. It's great. They're so excited. You ever go into a kindergarten classroom where they're saying Birchas HaShachar? It's amazing. It's like the singing in the Beis HaMikdash. Because they have the harivna, they have the sweetness. But they don't have the hergel. They don't have the habituation. So Rav Volpe is identifying the secret sauce of mitzvos. It's the savory and also the sweet. It's the challenge. But when you get this right, that's the sweet spot. That's the perfect balance. But that's the challenge. When we reflect on our own mitzvos, we think to ourselves, wait a second, do we know what we're doing? Like, did we study the halacha? Did we get the right training? Let's say if you're a kohen, to work in the Beis HaMikdash, you actually have to apprentice for 5 years. They won't let you just walk in the door. More than 5 years, usually. You can't just walk in, because you have to have hergel, you have to know what you're doing. But at the same time, after 5 years, you don't have the same enthusiasm. So Rav Volpe is putting out there for us, and this is the beginning of the journey, is setting ourselves clear expectations and goals. What is the goal? The goal is to get to a place like Rabbi Yudin described, that it's delicious, that it is Vaharev, and that it's also a fixed, permanent part of our identity. That's the goal, and that's at the same time, that's going to be the challenge. So understanding how we get there is going to be important. But I think this is the foundation. And now that we realize that, we can reflect on, what am I missing today? Some of us are going to realize, you know what? I'm missing the hergel. No one ever taught me how to put on my tefillin correctly. No one ever taught me what to say when I come late to shul. So I don't know what to do. Or they taught it to me and I forgot. One of those two. Or the opposite challenge. I've been doing it for so long, I've forgotten why it's so special. I've forgotten to connect to it. I don't have the vahariv. And I think that is the challenge. But at the same time, if you realize, wow, creating that right balance, that's going to be our goal. So Rav Volpe ends this paragraph, this introductory section, that halachos, that the halachos themselves, those are the little stepping stones, the little cobblestones that you take along the path. And that if we can see each of those little stones as a step in the path, and we can analyze, do I have my hergel, do I have my masikas? Then each step becomes valuable. Because if a person says, I have to conquer everything at one time, it's going to be impossible. But if you start with one step, you say, you know what? I'm going to work on Baruch Sha'amar. What words do you say for Baruch Sha'amar? When do you stand before Baruch Sha'amar? What is the meaning of Baruch Sha'amar? Why is Baruch Sha'amar special? Why is it a zchus that I get to say it? So I have my hergel, and I have my masikus, I have my feeling, I got that one halacha down. Then I get to the next halacha. You need the facts, you need what to do. But kol hashona halachas b'chol yom, muftach lo shul ba'an olam haba. And then you add the tameh ha-mitzvos. You'll notice, when you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, which was written anonymously for a bar mitzvah child, the Sefer HaChinuch, the book of mitzvos, it has the tam. What does the word tam mean? Tameh ha-mitzvah. What does the word mean? Flavor. What's that? Flavor. That's one meaning? Reason. Are those contradictory? No. It's both the reason and the flavor. When you feel like you're connecting to the reason, it gives you the vahariv. But you can't have the tam ha-mitzvah without the dine ha-mitzvah. And the dine ha-mitzvah are the hergel. So this is the second section. When we think about mitzvos, Hashem is giving us opportunities. But the way that we need to relate to them is to appreciate both, that there's going to be a challenge of hergel and vahariv. And when we identify those challenges, we can have a conversation about how to take our Yiddishkeit to the next level. I thought this was such an important, fundamental introduction. If we want to know where the brokenness is in our mitzvos, in our community, in the challenges, but also where the opportunity is, what the path forward is. It's to build a hergel, it's to build a system, and it's also to introduce mesikus, sweetness, geschmack. All right, have a delicious and routinized, I guess, hergel day of learning.